holes. There you again. Well, it must be light to strap on a gun and pin on a bang and become a lawman. Well, no sooner do you get your lunch, big old beefy cheeseburger with extra onions. Call comes over the radio, unit 32. This is HQ. We have a signal for with injuries at 109 North Blauman Boulevard. For crying out loud. So you drive to the scene, you say, Roger HQ, I am 1051. You pull up and there is hamburger all over the highway. Torn limbs, crushing head injuries. Well, you go walking up to the scene, there's a rookie there on his knees throwing up. He looks up at you. As you take a big bite out of a cheeseburger and you say, what do you got? He heaves his guts again. He says, oh, it's awful. And I say, right, it's awful. Let's start writing this up here, huh? Crying out loud. First of all, let's find out who the stiff is here. And so, with thumb and forefinger, you reach into a seeping pocket and pull out a wallet. Look at the driver's license. You get your squad car and say, HQ, this is 3809. Can you patch me through on a landline? To a Saparelli residence? Yeah, I'll wait. Sure enough, they patch you through on the telephone and phone rings. Say, hello, is this Mrs. Saparelli? You got a husband named Bob? She says, well, yes, I do. You say, well, you better come down here. He's been in an accident. She says, oh, my God, is he hurt? Shall I bring a wheelchair? You say, it'd be better if you brought a spatula and a plastic bag. Over and out. Yeah. He start cleaning up the mess when, sure enough, some gawker who's not watching where he's going there just slides right into the squad car! You rubber-necked maggot, dear! He spears himself on his steering wheel, and as you drag him out of the car, you see he's got a chest wound that's just spurting blood with every heartbeat. So you get him down on his back, and you put your hat over the spurt, and ostensibly giving him mouth-to-mouth artificial restitution there. You just pump him dry! Say to your partner, hey, if this guy's got enough blood left in him to be alive, take his ass downtown and fuck him!